The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Welcome, whoever you are, wherever you may be on your life's journey, on your spiritual journey, whatever you must in conscience truly, responsibly believe, however you identify or express your gender, whomever you love, whoever loves you, we welcome you to celebrate a tradition that began 8 years ago, an annual tribute to Unitarian Universalist troubadours. UU troubadours are singer-songwriters whose music helps make our Unitarian Universalist faith more accessible and inspires us to greater heights of spiritual awakening, compassion, and social action. I'm Jerry Lazaro. I chair the worship committee here at the Thomas Paine UU Fellowship, and I have the honor of officiating this year's tribute. And this year, in keeping with this month's Soul Matters theme, nurturing beauty, we'll focus on music celebrating the beauty of the natural world and its diverse community of inhabitants, and we'll explore truths such music reveals. As Peter Mayer reminded us in this morning's prelude, all the splendors of creation are very happy that you came because they needed someone to see them. And on behalf of the worship committee and our fellowship, I extend a special welcome to anyone visiting us for the first or second time or for the first time in a long time. If you're not already or not still connected with us, I urge you to fill out a visitor's card. If you're joining us online, you find a link to the card in the Zoom chat box. And if you're here with us in person, you can get a copy from our greeter, who at the moment, I believe, is Preston Lutweiler out there. Okay. Filling out the form helps you keep abreast of programs and activities at the Thomas Paine Fellowship, like this special service, events like our monthly book discussions, and our excursion this afternoon to the Barnes Museum. Right? Yeah, yoo-hoo, right? Let's begin worship by lighting our chalice. The chalice and the flame together form the symbol of our free faith. They signify, among many things, our openness to the wisdom of many ages and many traditions, and our commitment to keep the light of truth, the warmth of compassion, and the flame of liberty and justice burning within ourselves and in our world. And this morning, the chalice and the flame can serve as a metaphor for the creation of music. The chalice is the container, the space where the musicians and the listeners gather. The oil is the fuel, the hours of practice, and the life experiences of everyone in the room. The wick is the instruments and vocal cords through which the music will flow. And the flame is the music, which is created as if by magic. When the instruments are lifted, the breath is inhaled, and the downbeat is knotted. May this flame ignite the music in us all. And now, as I light the peace lamp, please respond, and with all the people of the world, may peace be with us. If the flame ignites the music in us all, let's summon from deep within us our gathering song by Unitarian Universalist singer-songwriter Jim Scott. Jim is one of the most prolific, well-traveled, and well-known UU troubadours. Just in the past year, he's led worship here twice. Many of you recall that in October 2016, he had a concert and led worship to help us celebrate the 50th anniversary of the founding of the fellowship. And our UU hymnals include no fewer than 9 songs that Jim has written or arranged. Just last week, our gathering song was his anthem, Gather the Spirit. This morning, our gathering song is Jim Scott's The Oneness of Everything. I think it's a perfect fit for the theme of our service. The song extols the beauty, wonder, and mystery of the natural world and our connection to it. It's a profound expression of the seventh principle of our Unitarian Universalist faith: affirmation and respect for the interconnected web of existence of which we are a part. And the choir of the First Unitarian Church of Baltimore will lead us all in singing, and yes, you can sing, hymn number 1052, The Oneness of Everything. One of the most beloved and prolific UU troubadours, and a favorite in our fellowship, is Bill Staines. Many of you know that, sadly, in December of last year, at the age of 74, Bill Staines succumbed to prostate cancer. And we want to especially honor this morning his memory. His obituary, published in the New York Times, referenced the numerous cover versions and best-selling book of one of his most beloved songs, A Place in the Choir. The obit provided insight into the inspiration for the song and explained its most puzzling line: "The otter hasn't got much to say, and the porcupine talks to himself." The line, as Bill Staines often related, came from a camping trip that he and his wife, Karen Elrod Staines, took to the Tobacco Root Mountains in southwest Montana. Lying awake in their tent at 4 a.m., he heard an odd chattering outside. "And I figured, well, they've landed," he told the story to an audience in 2008. But when he peered out the tent flag, it wasn't extraterrestrials, it was a porcupine talking to himself. Many of you have been entertained by our own UU troubadour, David Perry, performing a place in the choir. And this morning, we have a video of David covering Bill Stain's song in David's own inimitable style, complete with his own illustrations and sound effects.
This song was written by a guy named Bill Stains. He wrote it inspired by some animal noises he heard outside his tent on a camping trip. It's called A Place in the Choir, and it's a choir of animals. Now, in a real choir, does everybody have to have the same sounding voice? No, you need different voices to all blend together. Kind of like the world. If everybody was the same, this would be a really boring place, don't you think? So it takes low voices, high voices, and medium voices to make up our animal choir. Let's sing.
All God's creators got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire, and some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
That's the part you can clap on. Hands or paws or anything they got now. Let's start at the bottom. Can you make some low noises?
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks.
Ribbit, ribbit.
And the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do. And the old cow just goes, moo.
All right, all you boys out there, I want to hear you barking like dogs. All you girls, can you meow like kitty cats?
Meow, meow.
But no fighting like cats and dogs.
The dogs and the cats, they take up the middle while the hummingbird hums. And the crickets fiddle, the donkey brays.
E-ah, e-ah.
And the pony neighs.
Nay.
And the old coyote howls.
Let's hear your best coyote howl.
Clap those hands again. All God's creators got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire, and some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Ooh, it is a bird.
Yucko.
Listen to the top where the little birds sing and the melodies with the high notes ringing.
The hoot owl hollers over everything.
Hoo, hoo, hoo.
And the jaybird disagrees.
Sing it in the nighttime, sing it in the day. The little duck quacks,
quack, quack, quack,
and is on his way. The possum ain't got much to say. And the porcupine talks to himself.
Ouch!
All God's creators got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
How about some bigger critters? How about a big old bear with his bear paws and his bear claws? How about an alligator with his big chomping jaws?
It's a simple song, a living song everywhere by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear.
Rawr!
Grumpy alligator,
chomp, chomp, chomp,
and the hawk above. Sly raccoon and the turtle dove.
Clap your hands again.
All God's creators got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire, and some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
I think it'd be fun if we all picked a different animal and sang together. Can we try that? You can be any animal you can think of. Let's see, maybe you could be a froggy.
Ribbit, 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 ribbit.
Or maybe a goldfish.
Blum, 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 blum.
Whatever you like. Pick an animal, and we'll all do it together. One, two, three.
Quack, 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 quack,
All God's creators got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire, and some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Diversity. See, we value it. And Bill Stain certainly did. He once said, songs are like children you care about. You write a song and it's born, and you have to nurture it a while, and it grows up healthy and strong, and then it develops relationships with people who don't have anything to do with you. A place in the choir has a life of its own. It's like a child that's grown up and gone away. And we still have it. This Sunday's message comes in the form of more songs by UU Troubadours, in-house, local, and beyond. First, we'll hear from Mike Holliday, a singer-songwriter who lives nearby in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Mike's a regular at our annual tribute to UU Troubadours. Mike's also led worship here, in fact, 6 times in the past 5 years. And we're looking forward to a service later this month, May 22nd, that Mike will lead for us. And this morning, he'll share with us his song, You See What You Look For. Mike, the mic's yours.
Hi. It's great to be back here. Yes, and on the 22nd, I'm doing a talk on learning to walk. But this is called You See What You Look For. A while ago, and I really should check out when I did this, but I posted a picture on Facebook of me climbing Mount Fuji back in 1974. Much younger, skinny. And I got a lot of nice comments and wows, you know, you climb Mount Fuji. And then a friend of mine posted, yeah, we climbed Mount Fuji. We saw the sunrise up there, just like any other sunrise. My response, exactly. What? I figured, you see what you look for. And it's so true. I pulled into a parking lot earlier this year, and there was a tree next to my car, and it was early morning, and there was a drop of water on the tip of every branch, and this morning sun made them shine, and this tree was illuminated with this brilliant array of water droplets that looked like stars. And other people came, got out of their cars, and walked in, and totally ignored it, didn't get it, didn't see it. I had to get up early, and I left for work at the bakery around 5:30 yesterday morning. But it was so cool, because up in the morning sky was Venus and Jupiter. And they were like that far apart. And it's like, how many people never saw that? You know, when it's snowing, you're all worried about the snow, but take a second and understand that every single snowflake is unique. What a beautiful thing that is. And this morning, I was at the bakery, and one of the trees had newly formed leaves, and they were about that long. They looked like little hearts. And they were backlit by the sun. So these not quite solid, newly formed leaves were glowing. So this whole tree was filled with these light green glowing hearts. It was so pretty. But you have to stop and look at the sunrise. And every sunrise is different. And yes, I've seen the sunrise on Mount Fuji 3 times, and they were all different. Every sunrise, every day is a different day. But you see what you look for. When I see a river, what do I see? A ballet of satin dancing to the sea, a never-ending song of nature's harmony, a roadmap to the wisdom my father taught to me. You see what you look for. What do you see? What do you look for when you look at me? When I see the ocean, what do I see? A treasure of diamonds sparkling for me. A place where loneliness can find serenity. A chance for mortal souls to glimpse infinity. You see what you look for. What do you see? What do you look for when you look at me? When I see a sunrise, what do I see? A new life beginning, completely shadow-free. A promise that my life will shine today for me. The courage to become the person I must be. You see what you look for. What do you see? What do you look for when you look at me?
That was wonderful, Mike. Thank you so much. Next, we'll hear from fellow Thomas Paine members, Christine Winchester Perry and David Perry, once again, live this time, though. And they'll perform a composition that Christine wrote called Stand Up.
Good morning, everyone. It's nice to be here in person. As many of you know, I've been a songwriter for many, many years. Over the years, I've written lots of kinds of songs. But one that I type of song I don't write much of is sort of a anthemic call to action in the spirit of, you know, Pete Seeger and such. I have lots of friends who do that, but that's never been my genre per se. But this song, I feel, does fit in that category, and I thought that therefore it works well in the UU troubadour, you know, idea of being a troubadour and trying to spread music that makes a difference. So that's why I chose to do this song. It's actually quite old. I wrote it probably, I'm thinking 1990. It was inspired at the time by the fall of the Berlin Wall and the Soviet Union collapse, but I think I wrote it general enough that hopefully it carries across the years and still can be inspirational today. So it's called Stand Up, and David's gonna help me on the conga. Mm-hmm. I will stand up and I will be heard and I will tell the world my word. And when I stand up and when I get myself heard, I will be proud and soaring like an eagle, proud and soaring like a bird. Stand up and be heard is every human's right. For the things that are his and hers, no one should have to fight. So jump up, dance and sing. This is the age of choice. Let justice reign, let freedom ring, and hear the people's voice. You've got to stand up. You've got to be heard. You've got to tell the world your word. And when you stand up, and when you get yourself heard, you will be proud and soaring like an eagle, proud and soaring like a bird. The walls are tumbling down between oppressors and oppressed. Leaders are coming around, who would have ever guessed? So jump up, dance and sing. This is the age of choice. Let justice reign, let freedom ring, and hear the people's voice. We've got to stand up. We've got to be heard. We've got to tell the world our word. And when we stand up, and when we get ourselves heard, we will be proud and soaring like an eagle, proud and soaring like a bird, proud and soaring like an eagle bird, proud and soaring like an eagle bird. Join me now, proud and soaring like an eagle bird, proud and soaring like the eagle bird, proud and soaring like the eagle bird, proud and soaring like an eagle. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. And we have the buttons right there, so you can get one. Stand up for Ukraine, right? If Phil, you got them out there today. make your voice heard. Yeah. I'd like to perform a song for you now. It's one I wrote many decades ago. I was only a few years in my teaching career, and I was awarded a Ford Foundation grant to attend 3 weeks of summer workshops at the Adirondack Mountain Humanistic Education Center in Upper Jay, New York, deep in the heart of nowhere. Well, actually, deep in the heart of the Adirondack Mountains, and it was not far from Whiteface Mountain, if you're familiar at all with that part of the country. My wife, pregnant with our second child, my three-year-old son and I, we camped on a field on the grounds of the center. And in the morning, when I stepped outside the tent, I was greeted by all the sounds and colors of summer. And of all the critters in the diverse choir that sang in the grass, the trees, and the air, the Pavarotti of that intermontane plateau was one white-throated sparrow. And I've never heard a purer, stronger, more pitch-perfect version of that species call. I really haven't. It was remarkable. And it cut through all the sounds of the morning. And I mean, it was an orchestra, right? Everything was going. And the connection I felt with that bird was palpable. And if you see a little quote there, it said, the true beauty of music is that it connects people. Well, sometimes it connects us with ourselves too. And it kind of connected me to myself at that moment, which was a time of great hope and great expectation, as you can imagine. I would normally have written a poem, but since the whole idea came from a song, I got my guitar out and I started picking that sparrow's four-note song. And I started playing around with it, and ultimately, this song happened. It really just kind of happened, really, you know. Okay, let's see if we got this situated pretty well here. Just a little note here. The song starts out with the bird, and it kind of returns to the bird at the end. So here we go. Celebrate, celebrate the morning, celebrate, celebrate the dawning, celebrate the white morning dew, celebrate me, celebrate you. Celebrate the long-legged spider spinning a world underneath the bridge. Celebrate the sun a-climbing high over the eastern ridge. Celebrate the blues of the sky. Celebrate the greens of the grass. Let all the sounds and colors come in. You'll never have this day again. Celebrate, celebrate the morning. Celebrate, celebrate the dawn. And celebrate the white morning dew. Celebrate me, celebrate you. Celebrate the song in the treetops. Celebrate the song at your shoe tops. Celebrate the people rising, rising everywhere. Celebrate the dreams that they share, hearts to hope and hands to care. Let all the sounds and colors come in. You'll never pass this way again. Celebrate, celebrate the morning, celebrate, celebrate the dawn, and celebrate the white morning dew, celebrate me, celebrate you. Well, it's time now to hear from the most iconic UU troubadour, Pete Seeger, in whose honor we began our annual tribute. Many of you recall that we first dubbed this event Seeger Sunday. Right? And you might remember that it's scheduled each year close to his birthday, which is May the 3rd. Most of you know how I feel about Pete, his music, and his place, not just in the history of music, but the history of our country. When I first heard the news of his death, the first thing that ran through my mind, as I said to many of you, who'll be the conscience of America now? And throughout the last century and into the present one, he was the conscience of this country. The playlist of songs he wrote or championed is a soundtrack of the struggle for liberty, justice, and equality, and for the most significant cultural and political movements of his time, of our time, really. A 2014 article in UU World Magazine declared, "If there was ever a progressive cause Pete Seeger didn't sing about, the record doesn't show it." His playlist is also a soundtrack for our Unitarian Universalist principles, from affirming the worth and dignity of every person, of every color, race, creed, or national origin, to compassion and understanding in human affairs, from promoting democratic process to respect for the interdependent web of existence of which we are a part. And you probably know one of his most ambitious and prominent causes was his decades-long campaign to clean up the Hudson River. Having raised money to purchase and outfit a sloop that he called the Clearwater, right, he sailed up and down the Hudson, giving concerts to raise money for projects and motivating others to join in efforts to make the Hudson River once again a vibrant ecosystem. His appreciation for the natural world and for the existential and spiritual significance of its beauty inspired him to compose a ballad called "Sailing Down My Golden River." Let's remember and honor Pete as he reminds us of an essential truth, namely, when we connect spiritually with the natural world, we're never alone. And wherever we may roam, we're never far from home.
Water in the Hudson River isn't going to be clean up upstate unless it's cleaned down the state, too. It's one river, one river. Sailing down my golden river, sun and water all my own. Yet I was never alone. Sun and water, O life givers, I'll have them wherever I roam. And I was not far from home. Sunlight glancing on the water, life and death are all my own. Yet I was never life to raise my sons and daughters, golden sparkles in the foam. And I was not far from home. Winding highway, travelers from near and far. Yet I was never alone. Exploring all the little byways, sighting all the distant stars. And I was not far. Not far from home.
Continuing with the themes that Pete just explored in Sailing Down My Golden River, let's hear from UU Troubadour, who provided our prelude this morning, Peter Mayer. He's an inspirational singer-songwriter whose song Holy Now, which we've done here, could be an anthem for all who seek spirituality rather than religion, per se, and who seek transcendence, not in escaping from this world and from reality, but by immersing fully in them. I invite you now to settle comfortably in your seat, take a few deep cleansing breaths, and meditate upon the inspiring words and images in Pete Mayer's song, Trumpeter Swans.
At the first light did I wake and put on the cares of the day, the worries, the news, a thousand to-dos, and ventured out into the morning. The day had grown brighter by then, I heard a sound overhead, a trumpeting call, and that's when I saw you fly over me, gray, white birds. Stood staring up at the sky and watched you as you floated by. The sight of you made time go away, and time took a long time returning, and in that long moment it seemed out and swept my heart clean of all its heartaches, and put in their place the beauty and grace of you, great white birds. Trumpet the sun with its light on your wings, trumpet the wind, the kinship of things, trumpet this bright, shimmering light, this dazzling flight, day into night, everything turns. Trumpet the sun with its light on your wings, the summer and fall, the winter and the spring. Trumpet the trees, the river, the sea that brought you and me, which we will be one day returning. It hasn't been too many years since you nearly disappeared, but the wise and the brave struggled to save you. Now you are saving me, great white birds.
Those are the kind of images, in both in word and in picture, that just stay with you. I mean, lines in that, like, time went away and took a long time returning, things like that, and the kinship of things, and I saved, we saved you, and now you're saving us, and that's kind of incredible, right? Now, as Mike said, you have to look, and once you look, you will find something so meaningful and so inspiring that it will carry you through the day, the week, and the years. We've come to a time now in our service where we open the floor for joys and concerns. If you're experiencing a joy lifting your spirit up or a sorrow weighing your spirit down, we invite you, after a brief musical interlude, to share it with us. And our musical interlude this morning is Prayer Shawl, written and performed by our talented and accomplished T-Puff troubadour, Christine Winchester Perry. Christine composed this piece back in 2008, I believe, right? After the T-Puff Prayer Shawl group, which was meeting at the time, knitted and gifted her as a gesture of comfort and support when she was dealing with some frustrating and draining health issues. And after the musical interlude, John Sayre will instruct us how to participate in matters of the heart. Let's bring this time of sharing to a close by singing Spirit of Life. This is composed, words and music, by one of the most talented and deeply spiritual UU songwriters, Carolyn McDade. Extinguish our chalice, but not the flame of truth, and not the flame of music that lives within us all. For our closing song, we turn again to Bill Staines and his classic song, River. Bill was an old school troubadour who started out in coffee shops and other small venues and traveled tens of thousands of miles every year to perform. 50 years after he launched his career as a singer-songwriter, he was still a road warrior. His most recent album in 2018 was called The Third Million Miles. In all, he wrote over 300 songs and recorded 30 albums. We mourn his passing and celebrate his life, dedicated to creating and performing music that speaks from the heart to the human condition, that sings of life's joys and sorrows, laughter and tears, hopes and disappointments, mortality and immortality. We've heard and or sung his song River many times over the years. In fact, we just played it a few weeks ago in our service, highlighting the mission, the programs, and the significance of the Perkiomen Watershed Conservancy. In the third and final verse of River, Bill sings, "Someday when the flowers are blooming still, someday when the grass is still green, my rolling waters will round the bend and flow into the open sea." Well, his life and his legacy flowed into the open sea this past December. And all we can say is ride the waves and tides, dear brother, knowing that you and your music are remembered fondly by millions of fellow travelers seeking truth and meaning in their own ever-moving, ever-changing, ever-winding journey through life. Let's join in singing the chorus. I think you know the words, right? River, take me along. In your sunshine, sing me a song, ever-moving and winding and free. You rolling old river, you changing old river. Let's you and me, river, run down to the sea. Here's Bill Staines with the Mystic Chorale singing River.
I was born in the path of the winter wind, raised where the mountains are old. Their springtime waters came dancing down. I remember the tales they told. The whistling waves of my younger days typically have faded on by, but all I've been to the city, and I've been back again, and I've been moved by some things that I have learned. Met a lot of good people, and I've called them friends. Felt the change when the seasons turn. I've heard all the songs that the children sing, and I've listened to love that they are me. I felt my own like the wind. Someday when the grass is still green, my role flow into the open sea. So here's to the rainbow.